next song. You guys love, I hope you guys love him. You'll love him. Don't worry about it. He's awesome. Just keep tuned here. If you want to call in and harass us or make friends, it's 540-231-WVZ. It's 540-231-9888.
Everyone, this is Radio Milos coming at you live from Blacksburg in America. I am on run from KGB, as my good friend Danwich told you. I am seeking asylum here in the United States in the Appalachia Mountains. And I am bringing you American and other Western blue jeans styling music across the radio, across the world. And so today we are bringing you a song by band King Soviet. This is In the Kremlin of the First Proletariat.
Shattered by the sun, I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. We lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The Black Queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. Thank you. gardener plants an evergreen, was trampling on a flower. I chased the wind of a prison ship to taste the sweet and sour. The pattern juggler lifts his hand, the orchestra begin, as slowly turns the grinding wheel in the court of the crimson.
I guess the proper word would be apologize for the next one on Sarah's behalf. Now who am I kidding? I love this song.
Yes, that is right. Radio Milos leading the raid down in Africa.
little hype up in here.
Just a little.
Little.
I'm telling you, man, ever since I saw that joke so many years ago, back in like, it was like 05 or 06, I was on YTMND, and it was just the chorus of that song on loop.
Yeah.
And a picture of Erwin Rommel's face. And the text just said, I led some raids down in Africa. For some reason, I can't not sing it that way.
Did that man ever smile? Or was it just him always looking externally?
He had the faintest of grins. It was a very pleasant picture. I like him. He's an interesting figure.
He was actually a nice guy.
He's an interesting historical figure.
I mean...
Anyway.
Yeah.
So... I gotta drop knowledge now because it's my job. I'm gonna drop it like it's my job. Wiki, wiki.
Wiki, wiki, wiki.
Wait, is this the part where you drop the bass? I don't know.
Drop the bass.
Is that, I mean, is that what your kids are doing these days? Okay, so anyway. Every 2 seconds, a person in the United States needs blood. You could do your part by giving blood at your local Red Cross blood drive. One donation can help save the lives of 3 human beings. You can visit www.redcrossblood.org for more information. And to find a blood drive near you. Also, I'm not really sure why Radio Milos turned into Radio Jacob, or not Radio Jacob, Radio Jamaica. That kind of just happened.
He's aiming on immigrating to Jamaica if America doesn't work out.
I mean,
why not?
Yeah, that's
weed is apparent is not a problem there.
I mean,
just saying.
Dude, I would love to speak patois. That'd be awesome.
Patois?
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 Yeah, P-A-T-O-I-S.
Huh.
It's not English with a Jamaican accent. It's actually like the English dialect of Jamaica.
It's actually
I have
Jamaican?
Read parts of the Bible in Patois.
Ooh.
They are awesome. It's something Malibu. Where it's like, I'm trying to remember, there's the part where the angel visits Mary.
Do you got baby?
No. It's like,
don't panic?
No, you say, you could, like, the angel come down and she say, Mary, you are really, really blessed. The Lord give you the child. Something like, it was really cool. Yeah. We had actually, when I took history of the English language, yeah. There was an entire section when we got into modern English and, you know, the you know, heavily branching tree that is modern English dialects. We specifically studied patois and to compare it to modern English. And like, it was, we studied it in the context of, do you call this a language? Do you call it a dialect? Do you call it a Creole? What do you call it?
Pigeon.
Do you call it a pigeon? Yeah. If you call it a pigeon, do you mean that as like it's not as good as the standard, or is it, you know?
In case you can't tell, we're both English majors.
Yeah, but she studies like weird things, and I study like weird things. They're just not the same weird things.
It's not the same weird things.
So anyway, you guys probably aren't caring about this, so
it's cool, Matt. You need to appreciate the language that you speak occasionally.
Yeah, I mean. You know, if nothing else, well, I would recommend you take a certain class with Claire Dannenberg, but Claire Dannenberg gone forever, and I'm sad.
She's stuck in Alaska forever?
She got a job, at least.
Oh.
Yeah. Big ups
catching
to her.
Fish?
No, she got a job at the University of Alaska or something like that. She has a job in her field, like she always did. It's just she transferred or something like that. I don't really know. Yeah. I don't know the full story. But anyway.
A little bit of hokey is up in Alaska right now.
Yeah.
Woohoo. What?
Alaska stank.
Oh yeah, you get a state subsidy for living there because it's so expensive to live there.
Really?
Yeah, because like again,
how
imagine,
does that state have Republicans?
Imagine the heating bill. No, like because
no,
I, mean,
I know.
You still get so many resources out of it that actually it's kind of balances out not as badly as like other places. I think they're actually one of the few states that have like a plus instead of a minus down from government spending. Them.
I think it depends on how you cut the bill, but yeah.
I mean, like, there's so much oil coming out. Like, what can you say?
Yeah.
So, chuck them back a little bit so they can actually live there. And let's help with your heating
go
bill.
Go to the thrift shop. It's 99 cents. All right, anyway.
This parka was only $99.
That's not a thrift shop parka at all, then.
Oh, God. If you can go out and...
Are you passing up on those moccasins okay, someone else has been walking
in? If you can go
into
the Arctic...
Why aren't we playing music?
That's because...
I'm gonna play music now, because that's what they make us do, because that's what they want us to do. So this is a...
There are talk shows on this radio, just
saying.
I know,
but we aren't one of them. Is your voice made of guitar? Are you Eric Clapton? You don't look like Eric Clapton. No. That's, you see, those are not words. Anyway, and I'm the guy who does the voices around here, not you.
I'm Eric Clapton. Watch Eric Clapton call it. That would be so...
Hey, I'm Eric Clapton.
I
no,
hate...
you're not. I'm going to Bill Murray him. Like, no, I don't believe you. Just hang
bye.
On. All right, so this is Explosion. Station. This is Explosion in the Sky with... Welcome, ghosts.
Walking into the fag shop. We got crosses on our eyes. For rich at the poor at the better for worse. We got crosses on our eyes. We've been walking into that furniture.
All right, so if you guys are first-time listeners to The Ruckus, a little information you might want to know about the show. We have this habit, tradition, whatever you want to call it, where we being Sarah and myself, are... Well, we both have a thing for long tracks, stupidly long tracks. So we always end the show with one. We always try to aim for somewhere between like 11 and 20 minute long song. You know, that means that the last track you hear on this show is... You'll hear it again in about a month, probably. To be perfectly frank. But, before we do that... Well, I'm saying this because, you know, once I'm done with this PSA, we'll have one more song, and then we'll be done. And you get to listen to, I don't know who's on after us, or if anyone even is, but I hope someone is. I don't like leaving the place empty. It's creepy, and it's too spooky for me. But, oh well. So, without further ado, WUVIT, that is WUVT, would like to remind you not to drink and drive. It doesn't matter if you've had one drink or 10, if you're driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination. If you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself and everyone else a favor and make sure you don't drive while under the influence of alcohol. And if you can hear Sister Sarah on the phone outside the studio with the door shut, then these mics are really good, because I think I heard her through the headphones. But anyway, so this is the last track. It's been real. This is Danwich. Hope you guys find us again next week. Same time, same place. Thursday night, Friday morning, however you want to put it. 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. here on WVT 9.7 Blacksburg.
Yeah.